Well, please open up your Bibles this morning to the book of Ephesians and chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. We've been talking about the gospel, the good news of salvation, that God loved us enough to give us a Savior, and today I would like to read to you from Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to read verses 25 to 27. And let's consider in these verses the loving gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter number 5. Verse 25 says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." Folks, the good news of the gospel is that the Lord Jesus Christ loved enough to give himself for other people. And why would he do that? Why would he make himself a gift of love? Folks, that's talking about the fact that God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, became a man, and he gave himself in death upon the cross of Calvary. That was the gift that he gave. He gave himself to die. And why would he do that? Because there were people like you and me that needed to be washed and cleansed and sanctified from our sins. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. Because of our sin, we have all disqualified ourselves from living forever in the glory of God in heaven. But in love, the Lord Jesus Christ bridged that gap. He became our mediator between God and human beings, between God and man. He hung upon that cross between heaven and earth, and he made a sacrifice that made it possible for God to wash our sins away and give us everlasting life. He made the love gift upon Calvary, and now all that remains for us is to receive the gift that he has given to us. But as we direct our attention now back to verse number 25, I want you to see in verse number 25 that the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and his love gift at Calvary is held up to us and is as an example for another kind of love, another expression of love. The Lord Jesus is our example in all things. He is the one who has shown us how to love. And now here in verse number 25, and this is going to be our launching pad for this message today, in verse 25 we see a command that is addressed to husbands. And it says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." In the same way that Christ loved the church, you, husbands, love your wives. And that command to love our wives reveals that love is not just a feeling. Now, love is a feeling. There are wonderful feelings that go along with love, but love is also a choice. There is a volitional component to love. We make a choice to love. And you know what? The more we choose to express our love to our wives or to anyone else that we love for that matter, the more we choose to express love, guess what? The more loving we will feel. The feelings go along with the implementation of the choice in obedience to this command. So love is both a feeling and it is a choice, something that we are commanded to do. But then secondly, I also want you to see that this verse says, "Love your wives even as Christ also loved the church." And how did he show that love? He gave himself for it. So love is also something that you give away by giving yourself away. Love is both self-determined, it is a choice that I am making for my life, I am choosing to love, but it is also sacrificial. And so today what I would like to do in this message is I would like to amplify for you the command that we have in this verse right here, and this command is repeated elsewhere in Scripture, the command for husbands to love their wives. I want to amplify it by showing you 9 biblical ways for a husband to show love or to give away love to his wife. You know what? I am sure that all of us here today, we would all agree that we want, on this Mother's Day, we want our wives and we want our moms to know that they are loved today. Amen? Would you say amen to that? I mean, we all want them to know that they are loved. And so today I want to show you how you can make it known to them that they are loved. And I'm going to be speaking today, first of all, to husbands. Because, for one thing, husbands are the leaders in love in the family. They are the ones who are supposed to lead and set the pace in love. And not only that, but they are an example to others. And so others in the family, the kids, others will imitate the example of the father. And so I'm going to speak first to husbands today because they're the leaders. But then there are also many of these points that I'm going to be sharing today that are applicable to children as well. To children of all ages. Okay, so the title of the message today is 9 ways for a husband to show love to his wife and or for a child to show love to his or her mother. And so let's go through them now. The first way for a husband to show love to his wife is to praise her. To praise her. To build her up. On purpose. We find that in the book of Proverbs chapter 31 verse 28 says, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The word praise is found in that little passage there 3 times. When it says that her husband rises up and he praises her and the children call her blessed, when it says many daughters have done virtuously but thou excellest them all, that's a little sampling, that's a little snippet of the kind of praise that the husband and the children give to that wife and that mother. You are the best. That praise from her husband and from her children will make that woman grow. It'll be like a miracle grow in her life that will make her bloom and grow. Praise is like a fertilizer to bring a woman's life into flower. Last week, And I kind of hate to do this, but I'm going to use my wife a couple times in this message as an illustration. She always loves it when I do that. But last week in Sunday school, I was talking about praising God in our prayer time. And so as an illustration of how to praise God, I just took a moment and praised my wife. And I talked to her about how beautiful her eyes were and, you know, how much I love all that. And I could tell that she was enjoying it. Even in Sunday school, as I was just taking a moment to praise her for her beauty, she is gorgeous. And I'm embarrassing her, but she was enjoying it. As I was praising her, even though it was an object lesson, it was an illustration, some of you husbands would do very well to go home and just take a moment and to look straight into your wife's eyes and tell her what you love about her, make a point to build her up on purpose. Some of you husbands right now are thinking, yeah, my wife should know that I love her, my wife should know all of that. Folks, praise is never implicit. You think about that for a moment. Praise must always be expressed. It is by definition expressed, or it is not praised. And so, husbands, what we're talking about here is opening up your mouth to build up your wife, for those things that you love about your wife. Now, most of us have no trouble criticizing our wives when they do not meet our expectations. Sadly, that comes very naturally to us. But instead of criticism, pay her some compliments. Instead of demanding more and more, say thank you for what she does. Just a very practical way to show your love for your wife. Are you doing it, husbands? Will you make a point of expressing your love to her in that way, and then to the children of all ages? Let me ask you, how often do you thank your mother for the things that she does for you? How often do you go out of your way to compliment her or to express your appreciation to her, to tell her specifically, overtly, to tell her about those things that she does that you really love, that she does for you, those things that you really appreciate about how she cares for you? Kids, are you taking an opportunity to praise your mother? This passage says, her children should also arise up and call her blessed. Bless your mom. That's a way to show love to your mom and to your wife. Then number two, I have nine, so I have to hurry along. The second way for a husband to show love to his wife is to please her. To please her. Do what makes her happy and causes her to rejoice. By the way, ladies, it's okay to say amen today, all right? You just go right ahead. Just say amen anytime you want, okay? Do what makes her happy and causes her to rejoice. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 5 says, when a man hath taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year. This was a provision in the Mosaic Law, something God specifically designed for newlywed couples. That newlywed husband was not to be sent out to war. He was to take a year at home and focus on his relationship with his wife. He used to stay at home for 1 year. Why? So that he can cheer up his wife, which he hath taken. To cheer her up there does not mean that she is sad and wanting to run home to mother or something like that. It means to please her. It means to make her happy and make her rejoice. In the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 7:33 says, he that is married careth not for the things that are of the careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. This is how a married man is supposed to act and behave. He should be caring for the things that will please his wife. That word please there has the idea of adapting or fitting or accommodating yourself, husband, to somebody else's needs and desires, and that's specifically the needs and desires of your wife. Now, all men, in fact, all of us here today, we are all very good at pleasing ourselves, are we not? But husband, to please your wife means to put her desires ahead of yours. It means, and there's lots of ways we can do this, but it means to wait on her, perhaps, or to spend quality time with her. To take her places that she wants to go, even to that dreaded fabric store. Now, I didn't say you had to go in, okay? But you ought to at least take her there if she really wants to go. Take her places she wants to go. Do things that she wants to do. Children of all ages, do you think that the purpose of your mom's existence is to please you? Do you ever get into that mode or mentality? Or do you ever go out of your way to please her and to serve her and to make her happy? You see, that is part of what it means to love. It means to show, by pleasing others, your love for those people. And so the second way today that we can make our love obvious to our wives and to our mothers is by pleasing them. Then number three. Number three, the third way for a husband to show love to his wife is to understand her. To understand her. Right now, all the ladies are thinking, amen. They may not be saying it, but they're thinking it right now. Oh, I'd love for my husband to understand me. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7 says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them," that is your wives, "according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." There is a command there that husbands are to understand their wives. They are to take the time to listen to them, understand who she is, how she thinks, so that you, husband, can take care of your wife as a priceless gift from God. To dwell with her according to knowledge means you make your wife your life study. It may take you your whole life to figure her out. But that, she is your life study, and so you are to study her by listening to her. Oh, this is one of the things that wives desire so much from their husbands, that their husbands would listen to them. So you listen to her and you observe her, and then you apply what you know. You shape your love and your expressions of love to fit her unique needs as a unique person. To dwell with her according to knowledge means take that knowledge that you have and you allow that knowledge, that understanding that you have of her, impact your day-to-day dealings with your wife. Understand her. The fourth way for a husband to show love to his wife is found in that same verse. It is to honor her. To honor her. Coming right back, it says, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. The weaker vessel does not mean that she is inferior to her husband or that she is a despised vessel in any way. It means she is delicate and valuable. Many of you have heard that illustration, like a priceless Ming vase or vase, I guess. If it's really expensive, you call it a vase, right? Not like the plastic oil catch pan that I use sometimes to catch oil when I'm changing the oil in my mower. The other day I was out working on my mower and I had a little oil leak, so I had set this little plastic catch pan down behind the mower and I forgot about it, and I fired up the mower and turned around and took off, and lo and behold, I had run over that little oil pan and kind of smushed the daylights out of it. It was just lying there on the driveway pad. And so when I saw what I had done, I went over and I picked it up, and it was made out of pretty tough plastic, and so I just kind of beat it back into shape and threw it underneath my workbench. That's not how to give honor to your wife. She's not like a plastic oil catch pan. Okay, that, you know, you can just kind of run over and then beat back into shape and do it all over again the next day. That's not it. You are to honor her. That word honor means you reverence her, you esteem her, you consider her to be extremely valuable, irreplaceable, priceless to you. And so you treat her with dignity, with the greatest of respect at all times. Treat her like a queen. That's a great way to describe the idea of honoring somebody. Treat them like a queen. Now, some ways not to do that, husband, is to insult your wife, talk down to your wife, belittle her, speak harshly to her, impatiently to her, run her down before others, run over her desires and wishes. Those are not ways to honor your wife. But rather to do the opposite. To speak reverentially, respectfully, and to exhibit your love in not just what you say to your wife, but how you say it to her as well. In how you treat her. Let me ask you, children of all ages, do you treat your mom like a queen? Are you respectful to her, polite to her, courteous, mannerly, you know, holding the door open for her or something like that? Are you treating her with honor, with respect? Does she receive the honor that she is due from you? Because there's also a command given to children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother. And so the same idea as a husband is to dwell with his wife, giving honor to her, treating her with that greatest of respect. So children are to honor their parents, including their mothers. So if you want to show your love, if you want your mom, if you want your wife to know, if you want her to see the love that you have for her, then honor her. Then number five, moving right along, another great way for a husband to show love to his wife, be patient with her. Be patient with her. Be long-suffering with and forgiving of her faults and failings. Because you know what? She probably has some faults and failings. The book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 19 says, husbands, love your wives. There's that command again. But notice the contrast. It says, love your wives and be not bitter against them. That word bitter in the Greek means bitter, sour, acidic, biting. So what that means, be not bitter against your wife. It means don't feel bitterness in your heart and don't act out of bitterness in your heart towards your wife. Don't feel that way or do not be acidic or biting or angry or irritable or frustrated with her. That's a great temptation for us husbands. I've heard one person define bitterness in this context as a husband's feeling of resentment toward his wife because she's not more like a man. Now you think about that for a minute. It's a good thing that she's not more like a man, right? That's kind of the idea. That's probably why you married her, because she was not like a man. She's a lady. But sometimes husbands get bitter because their wives are not more like men. For example, my wife just talks too much. She's talking all the time. Well, that's how God made her. He made her to be your companion, your completer, and to be an excellent communicator. She's just acting the way God made her. Sometimes husbands feel like their wives just, you know, quote unquote, are always wasting money on silly stuff. Now, if he wants to go out and buy a couple of tools or something, I mean, that's of course, that's understandable. That's fine. That's A-okay. But I mean, she's all, you know, wants to bring home, you know, whatever. I mean, stuff that he thinks is silly. She's out there wasting that money. She's just being the person that God made her to be, not like you. That's a good thing. You send your wife to the store to get something for you, you know. Pick up a quart of oil for me. And she comes home and she's got the wrong weight of oil. She's the wrong brand of oil. Maybe she didn't even buy oil, you know. She bought something else. And as a husband, you're bitter because she ought to know. I mean, sometimes ladies don't quite understand how cars work. So, you know, they're out there driving around in their car, and you haven't driven that car for a while. You didn't know the check engine light was on. It's been on for the last 6 months, and she burns up the engine, and you're tempted to be bitter. Those are just some silly examples of what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So what is the solution? If a husband is tempted to have this feeling or to act out of that feeling of bitterness or resentment toward his wife, to be biting or acidic toward her, or irritable or frustrated, the solution is not for her to be more like a man. The solution is actually right here in this verse. It's actually even more clearly seen in the Greek, because the tense, the force of the Greek is literally, stop being bitter. Love your wife, stop being bitter against her. So it's like the Lord knows perfectly well that the husbands are already being tempted to be bitter, and they need to stop it and choose to love. Show your love by being patient with your wife. Children of all ages, let me ask you, any bitterness in your heart towards your mom? Maybe because of her expectations. Maybe you think she's too strict. Maybe for some other way, some other reason, you've allowed a feeling of bitterness or resentment to build up towards your mom. If so, then the solution for you, again, to quote that great skit that I referred to a while back, stop it. Just stop being bitter and be patient and love and understand, be understanding with and loving towards your mother. Folks, these are just very practical things, are they not? I mean, nothing that I am sharing with you today is quote-unquote rocket science. This is just basic biblical living. But all sometimes it seems oh so hard to put into practice. Truth be told, there's a need for revival in the hearts and lives of us men. And perhaps in the lives of some children. Because we are not doing these things that God has commanded us. We're not loving like we're supposed to love. So we've touched on five of these things already. Let's go on now. Let's take a look at the last four. Number six, you want to show love to your wife? Confide in her. That's a great way to show your love for your wife. Confide in her. Proverbs 31 verse 11 says, "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil." Make your wife your companion and your confidant. A good wife, a good woman, wants to know the heart of her husband. She wants to have the trust of her husband. She wants to share his secrets and his dreams and his motivations. She wants to be his confidential counselor. Every good wife has those desires. Well, the exhortation that we have here in this verse, Proverbs 31:11, first of all, is addressed to that virtuous woman, that godly woman, that she should be trustworthy in all ways, so that her husband can safely entrust his heart and his whole life to her keeping. So the wife needs to be trustworthy. But on the other side of that coin, if this verse is going to be implemented, the husband will have to trust his wife, and specifically and first and foremost, with his heart. So bring your wife, husband, into your innermost circle of confidence. Let her be that virtuous woman when she opens her mouth with kindness. In her mouth is that word of wisdom from the Lord that we find described in Proverbs 31. A wise man listens to the wise counsel of his godly wife. Application for children of all ages. Especially for teenagers. You know, I've observed sometimes as kids get older, they lose interest in confiding in their parents. Let me ask you, teenager, or again, of any age, do you make the effort to talk to your mom about the things in your life? Let's focus specific on that teenage, preteen, teenager, young adult age range. Do you make the effort to confide in your mother, to talk to your mother about what's going on in your life? Let me tell you something. That means a lot to your mom, to be included in what is going on in your life. I know for my wife, when my oldest two kids were in college and they would come home from college, one of her favorite times when they would be home from college on holidays or vacation or whatever would be, a lot of times it would be Saturday evenings where my kids would sit up and they would talk with my wife and tell her about what was going on. She knew about, you know, who all their friends were and who their, you know, which friend was dating which friend. And I mean, I don't know how, I would try to hang with them for a while and I'd fall asleep in my chair usually is what I would do. But that was a very precious time for her to be included in what was going on in the lives of her children. That's a great way for you as a young person, a teenager, a young adult, to show love to your mother. To include her by communicating and confiding and seeking her godly advice. Another great way to show love to your wife, husband, number seven, is to nourish her. By that I mean minister to her physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Nourish her. It's right here in the scripture, Ephesians chapter 5, our same passage. Verse 28 says, so men ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Okay, and so what does a man do? What does any person do? Folks, we nourish and cherish our own flesh. And so the point of this verse is that a husband ought to nourish and cherish his wife just as he would his own self. I mean, that comes naturally, but loving his wife in this way may not come as naturally. And yet again, Christ is our example because he nourishes his church and he cherishes his church, and so ought men to do for their wives. All right, so the word nourish there means to supply nourishment. Another sense of this word can mean to grow or raise up to maturity. So this is a very broad concept of nourishing your wife. This has many different applications. Let me give you a few of the possible applications. Nourishing your wife would include things like helping her at times around the house. That would be appropriate. Ouch, that hurts. We love to do that, don't we, men? Help our wives around the house. It includes encouraging her to take care of herself physically. It includes taking care of her if she's sick. Okay, might be some time where you have to nurse your wife or nourish her in that way. It includes protecting her from too much stress, being mindful of the stress load that she's carrying. It includes sheltering her from insecurity. Above all, it includes seeing to her spiritual growth. Did you know that you as a husband have a responsibility to oversee the spiritual growth of your wife? One of the things that the Bible calls a husband is the guide of his wife's youth. And you have a guiding responsibility to encourage her and to build her up and make sure that she is being richly fed spiritually, that she is able to benefit as much as possible from the teaching and preaching of God's Word in the local church, for example, to make sure that she is able and that she is having a meaningful time in devotions with God every day, to make sure that you are taking time to give her spiritual counsel when necessary, and so on. All of that would be included in this command of nourishing your wife. The eighth way for a husband to show love to his wife is also found in that same verse. It is to cherish her. To cherish her. The word cherish means to make warm. Literally, it means to make warm or to foster or to treat with tenderness. So what does it mean to cherish your wife? It means to show her warm affection, to hold her close, to hold her hand when you're together, to speak tenderly to her, to comfort her when she's sad, to bring her close to you in other ways as well. Those are the applications for husbands. Children of all ages, what does it mean to cherish your mom? Do you make a habit of hugging your mom regularly? How about today? Have you given your mom a hug yet today? If not, you're a little late because it's almost noon. Should have hugged her by now, especially on Mother's Day. You know, those hugs mean a lot to moms. Again, sometimes kids get to a point where they think they're too cool to hug. It's not true. You're never too cool to express love. It's always cool to show your love to your mom. Your mom needs your affection. She needs to hear you say that you love her. She needs you to be warm toward her. That is a great application for children of all ages, not just for the husbands. Yes, husbands, you should cherish your wives. We should bring them close to us. Be affectionate. But children can be affectionate and should be affectionate to their mothers as well. The last one, here we are, number 9. 9 ways for a husband to show love to his wife, for a child to show love to his or her mother. Give to her. I'm really surprised I haven't heard too many amens from the ladies today, but I know they're thinking it. Give to her. That's right here in our passage again. Back to verse 25, where we started this message. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. And what did he do to show his love? He gave himself for it. The very last verse in the passage says, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself." Okay, and so you put those two ideas together. The idea that I'm presenting here, husband, you should give to your wife as you would like her or other people to give to you. Love her as you would love yourself or want other people to love you. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. The Apostle Paul said, "I've showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Oh, we all love to receive. We all love to be on that receiving end of other people's gifts, but there is an even greater blessedness in giving. And so the application here, number 9, give your wife or give your mom all sorts of nice things. Give to her. Give generously to her, as you would appreciate others giving to you. Today we've talked about lots of very practical and biblical ways to express love. Remember, there is a command. It's addressed to husbands in Ephesians 5:25. Love your wives. But love is not just something that's in the heart. It's something that is expressed in the life. Children can love their moms in many of the same ways. So we've made the applications both ways. And now I just have a very simple assignment for all of us. Go home and practice these 9 ways of showing love to your wife or to your mom. Put them into practice. Folks, this message was not meant to be an intellectual study. It was meant to be very practical. Let's do what we have heard today. Let's shower the ladies that we love with love. And by doing that, let's make them thrive and grow and bloom. Now, before I close this message, I have 3 more very quick applications to make. First of all, I started the message by explaining the gospel, the good news of salvation. That Christ gave himself in love so that sinners like you and me, who had offended the holiness and righteousness of God by disobeying his laws, sinners like us could have our sins washed away and we could receive the free gift of eternal life. And so the first thing I would like to say, additional application, is really a question. My friend, have you personally received the love gift of Jesus Christ? The gift that Jesus Christ purchased for you upon that cross by shedding his blood and dying in your place. There, he purchased your eternal salvation. He made it possible for you to be forgiven and to live forever with God in heaven. Not because you were good enough or you deserved it in some fashion, but because Jesus paid it all. He paid the price for our sins. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. That's what we all deserve for our sin. is to die and to be sent to a place called the lake of fire for all eternity, the second death. That is the just paycheck of sin. But Jesus took our paycheck in our place. On that cross, He died for us. The second part of the verse says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But like any gift, you must personally receive it. The way you receive the gift is by receiving the giver, the Lord Jesus. By coming to Him humbly as a lost sinner that needs to be saved. My friend, if you will simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. If you'll put your trust in Him alone for the forgiveness of your sins and everlasting life, He will save you. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the reason that a person calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is because they are aware in their heart that they need a Savior. So my friend, if you'll call out to Him for help, He will be there for you. And He will reach out and save you and make you His child and include you in the blessings of eternal life. So if you've never received Christ, receive Him today. I'm also thinking today about the fact that there may be some here, moms or otherwise, who might be thinking right now, well, this was a really nice message and everything, Pastor, but you know what? I don't have anybody in my life to show me any love. And if that's true for you, my friend, I want to encourage you that God loves you. You do have somebody who wants to show you love. In fact, He's already showed you love by giving you Jesus. But He wants to show you love on a daily basis. And He will do that. God will be there for you, my friend. So draw near to Him. Get as close to Him as you possibly can so that He can show you His love. You are loved. And then third, it may be that God has laid upon your heart today a mom who has no husband to shower her with love. Maybe her kids are not able to show her love either for whatever reason. Maybe God could use you to show that mom some love today. What I'm trying to say, folks, is the applications today were specific to husbands and to children, but the opportunities to express love are unlimited. And so let's make those applications. And let's put that kind of love into practice. The same love that God has put into our hearts through His gift of salvation. The love that we have received from Christ. Let's express it to others. Let's bow our heads.